What is up, Midnight Tokers, Afternoon Inhalers, and AM Hookah Smokers? This is the AM Hookah Podcast. I'm sorry if I sound a little hoarse right now, but I'm a rock star and I was out screaming late at night, singing my soul out. No, that's not true at all. I just got a little sick, I guess. But you over here, my wonderful co-host, is looking like a rock star, my friend. What is up, Adrian? How are you doing this week? Yeah. Just a couple of hoses. How is everybody doing in the chat? Thanks so much for showing up. We have our earliest customer, as always, Captain Wetbeard. I think he's usually always the first or second one to show up. Thank you so much for showing up. Dr. Noob Sauce, Chris, so nice of you to be here with us. Hookah Fiend as well. And also Remy and John, I saw that you were here as well. And my wife stopped by for a moment and used the drinks emoji. I don't know what that means. Oh man, it's saying that Adrian's voice is muted right now. I don't know why. Yeah. Say something. I don't know why. I have no answer for anything. I'm making sure that it's
picked on the right one because it should be. Okay, Adrian, say something now.
How about now?
It should be working now.
I really hope so.
Adrian,
this is what we get for trying to switch technology mid-season, Matt.
Yeah, don't do that. We got to stay. I built a new PC, and I don't even know how it works. That's my fault. Today, we are going to be talking about a lot of really fun stuff.
Real quick, are we still live on buffering on the...
We should be. My stream looks good on my end.
It could very well just be my computer.
Yeah.
Be good.
Well, it's saying it's okay. The refresh rate is not all that good. Okay, Adrian, repeat yourself from the beginning. Go.
Oh, what's going on, guys? I'm doing pretty good. I figured I'd grab a couple of my hoses since we're talking about hoses.
Today we are going to be talking about a lot of really fun stuff. I just accidentally... Yeah, that was an accident.
Stop.
I know.
Let's get into this.
Okay, here we go, guys. We're going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff today with our topic of the week, and that is going to be all about hoses. If you couldn't tell from Adrian, he is wearing, obviously, a ton of hoses. Looks like the Sultan of Suck, or the Master of the Hose, of the Tip, Master of the Tip.
Everyone leave this stream and go Google Sultan of Suck.
No, don't do that. Don't not do that. I don't want to see the memes that come. Oh, Matt's audio just got better too. That's cool. My audio got better. I think it was because it was using my webcam because my stupid webcam is stupid. All right. Anyways, here we go, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it so very much. We're going to be talking about hoses, and we're also going to be talking about some other really fun stuff, including a giveaway, Adrian. I wanted to talk to you about this a little bit before we started, but we were running late, and I don't know how to use a computer, it turns out. But... we have a giveaway that we want to talk about, and we have a lot of really stuff that's good about it, but I don't know how much information do we want to give away, Adrian? That's the question.
Well, I guess that would be between you, me, and someone else.
Someone else.
This might be someone else that may be in the chat.
I don't see him
yet. I'm not sure. I wish we had more time to talk about it because we're giving away some really cool shit.
We are. I don't want to give away the exact prizes. I want to say that we are going to be doing a giveaway that I wanted to talk about and make sure that you guys were aware to be aware of this week. And we'll probably go into details next week. That's what I would expect.
Badia says go.
And he just gave Fakama tobacco. But we're going to be giving away 10 boxes of 50-gram boxes, 10 50-gram boxes. And then... we're also going to be giving away two 250. Connection is buffering a bit. I wonder why. Two 250-gram cases of tobacco from Alpha Comma. It's an absolutely amazing prize package that we're putting together. But that's not it. We have one other thing we're giving away, Adrian. What else are we giving away besides this wonderful tobacco?
I can't remember who suggested this. But someone was like, hey, what if you guys give away a ticket to the expo? And then Matt and I talked, and we were like, yeah, we'll buy someone a ticket to the expo.
Yes.
So put a little cherry on top of that. We're going to be giving away a ticket to Hookah Expo Worldwide coming up in August.
Yes. Not only are we going to be giving away this amazing prize package of tobacco, thanks to Badi and Alpha Comma Tobacco, but we are also going to be giving away a ticket to the Hookah Worldwide Expo. No, we're not paying for airfare. I apologize. Just can't quite afford it yet. Maybe that's a next year thing. I don't know. But yeah, so we are going to be giving away a ticket, 10 50-gram boxes and two 250-gram boxes. Now, I'm not very good at math, Adrian, but how much Alpha Comma tobacco is that?
That works out to a kilo.
One kilo.
A kilo is a pretty good amount of tobacco to smoke. And I've got a few suggestions, maybe later on after a few more of these. There's some flavors I'm really into right now that are fresh off the press from Alpha Comma. So.
Yes, and not only that, but we also are going to be doing a contest to get this whole thing started. We're not going to give away all the details right now. That is going to be the prize. That's going to be the prize package that we're going to be having for the winner. But the actual way to win that is yet to be we're not going to tell that exactly right now, I guess. But it is going to be a fun, interesting contest that's going to have a lot of involvement from the community, obviously, which is super important. But yeah, I hope the stream is looking good. Let me know if the stream is still looking good and if we're both sounding okay at the moment.
Oh, Matt, if you're cool with it, I'd like to plug real quick.
Yes, please do plug.
While we're on the topic of giveaways, I'm doing one that's being announced this Wednesday over at Pipe Dream Hookah, and it's just going to be straight up 500 grams of Messiah and assorted 50-gram packs along with an OG Rook Bowl, which is kind of hard to get your hands on now. So I thought I'd give away that because that seemed cooler than giving away an alpaca rook. So I'm doing that, and if you want to check that out, go over to my channel. You'll see it's the one with the obnoxious thumbnail.
The best thumbnail. The best thumbnail ever, just about. Okay, so we are going to be getting into the main meat of the show, but I did want to make sure to point that out, that we're going to be having a giveaway thanks to Badee and Alpha Comma Tobacco, obviously. We're going to be giving away tobacco and a ticket to the Hookah Worldwide Expo. But moving on to the show now, let's get into it just a little bit, if you don't mind, Adrian. What are you smoking, my friend?
Tobacco.
Okay, what kind of tobacco are you smoking?
Oh, that's a good question. Full setup, I've got like, I'm just going to call this my podcast setup now because of the built-in diffuser. It doesn't make a lot of noise when I'm smoking. But up top, you can't really see. I've got a fudge bowl packed with, thank you, Paul. It's 50% Tangiers Midnight Apple Orchard. And then it's 50% the, what is it, the Moonshine Mint. And it's packed like you pack Tangiers. I didn't really adjust anything for the moonshine. For a while, it's on top, two titanium cubes. Matthew, you know what I'm going to ask you.
What are you going to ask me?
What are you smoking?
I am smoking tobacco.
What kind of tobacco?
Oh, that's the question. Okay. I'm actually smoking something that just arrived to me moments ago. I'm smoking Haze Beat the Heat. It's one of their new flavors. And I had this, the BOF or the cotton candy, and I really want this limeade flavor to be good. So I wanted to smoke that as very first. If anybody in the chat is smoking, please let us know if you guys are in fact smoking. I'm using two Prestige Jumbo Flats. I'm using the Provost with foil. I'm using my Alpaca Medium. And then I'm using a Mia hookah, actually, one that I don't pull out very often. But I have a lot of dirty hookahs right now, and I didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to get like a big rig out, like a KM. So one of my smaller medium hookahs that I'm using right now.
How do you like that flavor? Because I actually, before we started the podcast, I got home just early enough to clean my bowls and smoke a quick bowl of the Cotton Clouds, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That was actually, I was impressed.
You were?
I won't go too deep into it because I'm going to do a video on it, but is I actually liked it a lot.
Is there mint in that?
I didn't notice any mint.
Okay. I thought I smelt it, but I couldn't tell for sure.
I'm desensitized to mint at this point, so I'm not really sure.
Okay, so these are legitimately my very first thoughts, my very first like 10, 15 pulls. It's very good. I taste the lime, and I taste the sweetness to the background that you would normally get in like a you know, sugary lemon limeade type drink. The mint is a little bit present in this as well, which I like. I don't have a whole lot to say right now. I wish the lime was a little bit stronger, but I'm not sure if that's just me right now. As you can tell, my voice is a little hoarse, so it could be me not picking up the flavor as well as I could be. So
you had the cucumberita?
Yes, I have.
It smells very similar to that, in my opinion.
Let me check that out right now. I can't open these damn 100 gram things. Oh, it does smell a little bit like cucumberina.
A little bit. It's that lime, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I smell now. Okay, so Captain Wetbeard is actually smoking. He's smoking a tabletop mix of trifecta. Pretty sure there's some lime, pineapple, deja du, enigma, and more in there. That is a tabletop if I've ever heard it, if you're not even sure what is exactly in there. And then also Matt says, what flavor did you say? I'm smoking the Beat the Heat. That is the one that I've chose to start out with because I really want a good limeade flavor. Trifecta, great lime flavor.
Yep. Also, before we transition into the meat of the show, I do want to give the shout out. Captain Wetbeard was the one who suggested the ticket, so you can thank him for that.
I thought so. I think it's been mentioned once or twice, but I do remember distinctly Captain Wetbeard saying, like, we should do it, and we followed his good advice in that regard. We got some people. I'm smoking with my imagination. Gust is smoking with his imagination. If you could smoke anything right now that you don't have in your possession, Adrian, what would it be?
Right now, not in my possession. I want to smoke it. It would be cane mint, K-peach, K-peach with foreplay.
I would be smoking, if I could right now, Tangiers Guava. Man, I need to get me some. I don't have any Tangiers on me right now, and it's like, it's hurting my soul a little bit. How is that apple tasting?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
This is, so the Midnight Apple Orchard is quite a leap away from stuff like the Alfacher Double Apple, where it's a super rich anise type of a flavor, very oily. This is, it's mostly just Tangiers flavor. It's got that dark tobacco flavoring. And then it's got like this really nice bouquet of spices, a little bit of anise. And there's like a tiny bit of that like really rich black licorice flavoring, only if you get it up to a pretty high heat though.
So any of the, any floral notes on it? Or just spices?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they're intentional, but like whenever I smoke Tangiers, I love Cape Heat, so like I just try to find that in everything. So if there's no floral notes in here, I'm finding them.
And Hookah Fiend is smoking Zomo Dry Sierra with FOMO Spice Chai. So a chai coffee. I believe the Dry Sierra is their coffee flavor, if I'm not mistaken. Badee is schooling all of us for smoking Alpha Comma Double Apple with an all-Syrian setup, because that's how he rocks. Oh, Dr. Noob Sauce with the Dark Side ice cream. Dr. Noob Sauce, I want to hear about this Dark Side tobacco. I feel like I've been hearing about it, you know, off and on for quite a while, actually.
That's a $30 bowl he's smoking right now.
My goodness.
That stuff is pricey.
I want to try it, though, right? Like, it has my attention.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it almost sounds like a fine wine type of tobacco in a way. I'm really interested. I want to hear about that, Dr. Noob Sauce. Please let us know. Eddie is me and twice the ice extreme. That is literally just like gummy and mint, basically. I love that idea. And then also Captain Webster says you should mix Tangiers Guava with papaya sherbet. I have not tried papaya sherbet, but I really do want to try it a lot. And then Captain Webster says, Eddie, P3 plus pineapple guava. I got both of those in my hookah cabinet right now. Go and smoke that, Captain Webster, because I'm going to guess that it's going to be a dang good mix. Now, off of what we are smoking, Adrian, and let's talk about what we have been smoking. Is there anything as of recent that you'd like to bring up that you've been smoking?
There's been a lot of haze smoking because I knew I was going to get that haze in the mail. So I've been smoking a little bit of my haze that I have. And then I've been smoking a lot of Alfacher because I have some content coming out. Actually, I just had a video come out today on the blueberry and mint. And there's a reason for that. So I'll get into that later on my channel. But, you know, just the same old dark leaf stuff when I can. And then the Alfacher and Haze for reviews that I have coming up, along with some Ugly. I do have Ugly's Happy Hour coming out Wednesday.
Oh, Happy Hour is a flavor that I've always been very interested in. We just had the Hose Master himself, Derek Moses, show up. So, hi, Derek. How are you doing? I've been smoking a pretty decent variety of stuff because I got that guava from Ugly. I got the other two flavors recently that I picked. Oh, Alfacher Fresh and then also KM Black Orange that I spoke about last week. I've been smoking almost entirely that stuff. I've been absolutely – the mix that I do with those three has been like one of my most favorite things to smoke in general in a long time, honestly. The flavor profiles are so different and intense, and they mix so well together. And the Alfacher Fresh – come at me. It's amazing. I really, really like Alfacher Fresh. So that's what I've been smoking. And transitioning from stuff that we have smoking, we got some new reviews to talk about, Adrian. Yourself, you did review a new Alfacher flavor. What flavor was that?
It was Nutrigrain Blueberry with Mint.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty great. You must be pretty regular with the amount of Nutrigrain that you've been eating.
It's a problem. I attribute at least 50% of my overweightedness to my Nutrigrain bar habit. They're healthy after like one, but when you eat a box, it's not the same.
Man, it's not supposed to have that many carbs, Adrian. Don't do that.
But it feels good.
You seem to enjoy the Nutrigrain flavor for the most part. It wasn't anything that's, you know, was mind-blowing or anything, but you seem to enjoy it a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's also part of my favorite Alfacher mix. It's like a titular part of the mix that I'll be covering next week or the week after that. So I felt like I had to cover it because I've already covered the other two flavors in that mix.
Andrew says in the chat, the Dark Side tobacco is so good. The cookie is amazing and their mint is so strong. I remember watching a video of Strictly Shisha, Zach. I don't believe he's here yet, but he did a video where him and his buddy took five pulls or something like that in a minute flat of the mint to see if it would knock them on their ass. Did you ever see that video? And they both survived it. And they said that it was a very good mint, but they didn't know if it was that scary of a challenge.
Yeah.
we're all so desensitized to Min at this point that like nothing is like amazing anymore or something. I don't know. Well, everything is just Canes. Just Canes everything.
Well, I think that means that where are we at here? Are we ready to talk about hoses yet? I'm looking at our notes that we have. I've loved having notes, by the way.
Yeah.
This is something that I've been depraved of because I'm not good at writing a note sheet.
Not quite. I'm going to say a review that I just did and posted on my channel. You can check out for Prestige, Jumbo Flat Cold. You can check that out on my channel right now. My review is live. I have another review coming out next week. It's going to be on Mazaya Iced Mint. So those are the new things to be checking out from my channel in particular. And obviously, Adrian has great content coming up all the time. I'm way less regular because I don't eat nearly as many Nutri-Grain bars. That's why.
That's your problem. I'll send you a package.
No, don't please. I probably won't have them. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about. We got some news. We have a news item that we need to talk about, Adrian. That's important for the show. Would you like to talk about what you recently did this last week?
What I recently did is it pertained to the thing I'm looking at where it says news.
Yeah, that one.
Does it start with an M and end with an H?
It does. Yes.
Okay, so I've got personal stuff that's up for sale now. I'm not pushing it because I'm not necessarily worried about pushing that out yet for an assortment of reasons I'm not going to get into right now. But there's Pipe Dream Hookah merch. I've got a shirt out. You can go check that out. There's a link in my latest video's description.
Wait a minute. Isn't there more merch that you wanted to talk about?
More merch.
More merch.
The good merch.
The good merch.
We're here to talk about.
Yes.
The AM Hookah Podcast merch.
The AM Hookah Podcast merchandise is now live on Teespring. We will have a link down below in the description for you guys to go all and check out. I wonder if I could pull one up right now. That'd be way too much. I would break something on my computer.
Wait till the end. So if we crash the podcast, it's okay.
Yes, do a search for AM Hookah Teespring and you will find two of our shirts. We have one that is for gold lovers and one for people who don't like gold quite as much. Isn't that what you called it?
Yeah, I don't like gold, so that was mostly for me.
Well, I'm super excited. We have finally some merchandise up. Yes, the Black Pipe Dream shirt I think looks really cool, and the hoodie as well. But I think that I'm going to get the AM Hookah one that is gray colored. I really like that one. That's the one that I was digging with the gold, so don't judge me.
I worked so hard to design those. I took my mouse. I grabbed our pre-existing asset that is our logo. I dragged it over, and I was like, this is perfect. Ship it.
How many beers did that take?
It was a long night.
It was a long night. Yes, please go and check out our merchandise. It is a very soft launch. We're not trying to push this thing to the moon and back at the moment. We did want to get something out there. It's been a very long time, obviously, and we have not done any sort of merchandising of any kind yet. You can buy T-shirts. You can buy stickers, I believe, is the other option, right?
Yeah, I think they made that available. Mostly there were just a few people asking about shirts. We didn't have them. And that seemed like if people want them, but it's so easy to put them up now. It's very accessible. So we just did it. If you want to buy some shirts for the AM Hookah Podcast, buy some AM Hookah Podcast shirts. If you don't want to buy the shirts, don't buy the shirts and keep watching the content. We're just happy to have you here.
Yes.
Be honest.
We're happy to have some shirts for sale. So that was the cool news that we had. But so Adrian, let's get into this topic a little bit. And you guys in the chat, if you have a question, please preface it with a question mark so I can kind of see it stick out a little bit. But for the most part, we're going to be talking about all sorts of hoses. And let's start, I think, in the very best way to begin with this is what styles are out there when it comes to, oh my gosh, look at this. That is just a plethora of hoses. What is the plural of hose? Is it hosies? Hoses? I don't know.
Okay, styles.
Okay, styles.
Where do we want to start, Matt? Because I think there's probably like.
Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the very beginning. The most common one that started in the very first iteration were the Egyptian style. Everyone wanted the KM rainbow hoses and the leather hoses. And I don't know if you have any of those that you can show off. Now
I don't have any rainbow hoses, okay. But I do have some traditional non-washable leather hoses.
Okay. Something that, and I see what you're holding right now is a Mia hose. Now, these are very, very trashy hoses that you don't want to use.
Bottom of the line. You can use it once or twice before it's just like over.
And it's the stuff that you start out with, obviously. The Mia leather hoses with the very crappy wooden tip that's kind of like a cigar piece or something. That's as basic as you get. That is the absolute basic. There's metal on the inside to keep the coil so it doesn't bend and kink and stuff like that. And that is what rusts, and that's why you don't want to use it after more than a session or two. They're very generic. They're very simple. They're cheap. and they're disposable for the most part in the sense that you don't want to use them again.
There's nothing wrong with these. I just want to go ahead and say that. Like, if you're going to buy a Mia Hookah, you're a first-time smoker. I'd imagine a lot of the people that watch this podcast have moved past these pretty quickly. But this is one of the first hoses that I ever smoked on. I mean, I haven't smoked out of this particular one. I've got a couple of Mias that are still in the box, so I just pulled this out. And it's just like your run-of-the-mill $5 hose, like Matt was saying. I would probably like use this once if you have it and then throw it away because it's going to rust. You're going to inhale rust and probably get cancer. So I think that's all that needs to be said about this. Yep. Build quality is pretty bad. There's an upgrade, though, if you want to use a non-washable good hose.
Yes. And the interesting thing is the next type of hose that we should probably maybe talk about is disposable hoses a little bit. Do you have any of those on hand? There's the Starbuzz Lightning hose. There's the what are some of the other disposable hoses?
Like me, and you like to smoke a lot of Double Apple, maybe you want your hose to ghost a little bit. This is a good rep to go. $25. It's hand-carved. It's made of wood. It has that metal thing going on still, but it's got a few more layers on the inside. There's actually some plastic layers and stuff. It's not the most high-quality stuff, but if you're going to ghost a flavor, you can use this for like 3 to 4 months, and I think that's a pretty good investment. That's just something to be aware of. I wanted to move past these models pretty quickly because they are disposable, and I think for the most part, when you're spending $25, you want to have something that you can keep.
Yeah, my question to you is, do you do the technique where you take the hose and you smack it against something to break up all the particles inside of it so you can clean it?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You smack it, and then you take it outside and spin it like a helicopter.
Yeah. Make everybody on your block question what you're doing with your life. Brecken is here. Thank you so much for joining. Hey, also Paul. Paul and Brecken are both here. Nice to have you guys around with us.
I'm smoking that Midnight Apple Orchard, buddy.
Yeah, he's excited, and he's made me very jealous about it. Yeah, so those are two of the more that's the basic side of the hoses, the leather hoses that aren't going to last you a very long time, but are good for traditional stuff, especially if you want to get that feeling of traditionalness in your life, basically, I think is a good route to go with them as well. Now let's move on a little bit. Should we just jump into silicone hoses right away? Is that where you want to go?
It's up to you, man. We can go disposable, we can go silicone, we can go...
Let's go disposable.
Disposable?
Yeah.
This is just real quick. I think there's some utility to these while we're just running through all the archetypes of hoses. And this is just, I don't even know what model this is. This is a not new hose, like the NU
is it
new
a
hose.
Fancy
but it's
hose?
Like just a variation on that.
Okay. So a generic hose, basically.
Yeah. And I feel like you can probably talk about why these are good to keep on hand, especially for people like you and I who might review flavors.
Yeah. I've had a couple of them throughout my smoking career. I've never felt the need to keep a bundle of them or anything like that. I have used them in party scenarios where I know that like we're going to smoke something and then I'm just going to get rid of it because I don't know who smoked on it. But they're good for just the one-time uses, or if you're planning on going to like a hookah lounge and you want to bring your own stuff but you don't want to bring your nice stuff with you, something cheap and easy and disposable like that is kind of a nice option, I would say.
Yeah, for me, it's just the party hose. I don't want to break out my Derek Moses custom and I'd have everyone eating pizza and then touching the leather with their hands. So I'll break out something like this. I haven't used this one yet, but these are fine. Again, this is what I wanted to skim past because there's really nothing to talk about. There's no content that we can provide on these.
Yeah. Now moving on past the leather and the disposable, we have silicone hoses, which are the most common hoses that are, I think, are most prevalent inside of the world of hookah today. And that's for a very good reason. And that's because they're washable. That's because they last a long time. That's because they're usually very well made. And I see your D is coming up right now.
This is a bit of a phallic one.
Let's talk about that one. What is that hose?
This is just the D glass hose with the stock silicon hose on it, which I don't like these at all. I think these are actually pretty bad.
Really?
They kink up really easy. Yeah, I just don't like these at all. I've upgraded my D hose that I actually use with soft touch silicone. Maybe we can get into that in a minute. But Matt, go ahead and riff on this. Tell me why we would want to have these over the hoses we just talked about.
Well, considering what you just said is that the D hose is not a very good hose, I'm going to say that for the most part, when it comes to silicone hoses, you're going to see some really nice improvements. I like the amount of diameter that hose seems to offer. I would imagine that's a very big pull on it, a very wide draw, which depending on the type of silicone hose that you get, you may or may not get a very wide draw from it or anything like that. But a silicone hose usually will offer a pretty nice wide draw in them, depending on the hose, obviously. I'm going to grab mine real quick.
Yeah, there's a pretty interesting point to rip off of what Matt was just talking about. And that is, unfortunately, even though a wide hose will usually offer a pretty good wide draw, your hose is only as good as its smallest choke point. For instance, with this D hose, you probably can't see it, But there's a point where it tips pretty small right there, and inside of it, there's actually a pretty small choke point too. So even though the hose itself is pretty wide open, I tend to veer away from this just because it wants to be a wide open hose. I find that the draw on this is actually fairly restricted.
Now, this is the Droid hose. Now, you said you don't have a Droid hose. Is that correct?
I don't have a Droid hose.
I like this Sid, Droid hose. Hey, what's up, Sid? Thanks so much for joining us. I love this hose right here, and it does have that same kind of problem that you were pointing out with your D hose. If I can take off this real quick, it is obviously pretty well gauged and everything, but it does have kind of a smaller end piece right there, which does hinder it a little bit, but it still has a very, very wide gauge. I'm actually not using this hose with the hookah that I'm using right now because the hookah that I'm using actually has a very wide gauge pull to it, a very wide open draw, and this will only make it more wide open, so I wanted to restrict that just a little bit, and that's why I'm opting to use this Mia silicone hose right here for that very reason, actually. But yeah, the Droid hose is very nice, and it's, I believe, one of the more nicer high-quality hoses when it comes to the world of silicone hoses, actually.
Also, the price point is pretty much exactly where it needs to be, at just under $20 for a Droid hose, where you're going to get a D-hose for something like $25, $30, depending on the model.
Oh, so you're going to be spending a little bit more for nothing really beneficial.
Exactly. Now, this is my regular D-hose 1.0, just the original aluminum D-hose. And I stopped using this for a while for the same reason I don't use the glass D-hose. I picked up the $15 HJ Soft Touch Silicone, and it makes this hose basically the perfect hose. I love this thing now. Also, it matches my Starbuzz. It's a black and blue Starbuzz, so that's nice. But Matt, what do you know about soft touch silicone versus the regular run-of-the-mill D-hose silicone and stuff like that?
So Soft Touch Silicone feels good to touch, and that's exactly why it's called Soft Touch. It is a little bit more of a thinner material, to my understanding, which can cause it to kink. So sometimes when you'll see a Soft Touch Silicone hose, they'll have that wire on the outside of it to make sure that it doesn't kink at the end. As you can see from what Adrian is smoking right now, which is the Thunder hose with a different mouthpiece to it, actually. But if you see, it's not bending and creaking because there is those coils that's built into it. Normally on a Soft Touch one, they'll be on the outside of it as a piece of metal, and it'll make it so that it doesn't kink. I wish I had my Apple on Top hose with me, because that's the only one that I have with that Soft Touch where it has the metal piece on the end of it.
The Aviator hose, which is probably the most overpriced silicone hose in the market. But it does come with the spring. Although I have noticed people complaining that the spring only lasts for so long, and eventually your hose kinks either way.
Oh, that's not good. So something that should be said is Soft Touch silicone doesn't add anything to the hose. It's not going to make it a better quality necessarily. It's just one of those aesthetically pleasing things. I like the fact that on a regular silicone hose, I don't like the ones that are like really shiny and nasty looking plastic and stuff, or not plastic, but nasty looking silicone. I prefer the look of a Soft Touch because it just has a much cleaner look to it. I know people complain about it picking up like lint and stuff like that. I feel like that's nitpicking personally. Like, I don't know if the lint on the outside of the hose has ever affected my session while I'm smoking, but I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy or something.
What's going on, DMZ? How you doing?
Hey, DMZ, thank you so much for showing us.
I assume that's Dutch. What's up, Dutch? I know what's going on.
Is also talking. He says, I use the D-hose handle on my Soft Touch silicone from my Union hookah. My goodness, there's so much fancy there.
Yeah, there is one other thing about Soft Touch silicone that I think does add a little bit of value. It's easier to wash. It picks up less debris. I don't know what the reason for that is. Maybe it's the coating they put on the outside. But it doesn't get dirty or pick up like cat hair and shit like your standard run-of-the-mill silicone hoses are going to. Matt is leaving, which means that I should let him do what he's doing. He's back.
I just jumped away because Dr. Noobsaw says that he likes the Mia hose for the Lucha, which is what he has, which he got recently, did a review for as well if you want to check out the review. But this is the same sort of hose that came with that. It's actually a really nice Mia hose, and I like using it a lot, and I like the fact that I'll take this off and I'll throw it on my other stuff just because it's so low profile. I really like just the simple Bob Barker look to it. I feel like I'm going to be announcing the Price is Right or something like that. But this obviously has a choke point, but the choke point is all the way through it. So it's less of a choke point and more of just a continuous smoking.
Which is why I like this Kaya Shishal handle.
Yes.
Because I like a restricted draw, but I want to decide if I'm going to smoke with a restricted draw. I don't want my hose to make that decision for me.
Now, something about some soft touch hoses is they're very stiff, which this is one of them that is really stiff. If I use this one in my hookah, I actually have to really like bend it over so that it doesn't like fling away when I like set it down and stuff like that. Where I like something that is a little bit more limber that I don't have to worry about it kind of like flopping without me telling it to flop, if that makes any sense.
So do you want to move on to the Thunder style of hoses with the coils in them?
Yes, let's please do. Let's show off some of those.
So we've got the Thunder Slim, obviously. What do you know about? Do you know anything about this, Matt? Do you have one of these?
I do have one. I have a review posted on my channel. They're a good, simple hose that is not going to break the bank. I think everyone should kind of have one for the most part because they're so low profile and easy to use. I really like low profile hoses. You know, in the beginning when I first started smoking, I really, really liked the fact that I could I had the big fluffy Egyptian style hoses, my Narbiche hose I really like as well, the KM hoses and all that kind of stuff. But as I've gotten older and stuff, I don't need something big and fancy. I like something that's nice, low profile, something simple and easy to smoke with. Let's see, DMZ actually just said, regular silicone sucks if you have a cat. LOL, Dr. Noobsauce, hookah reviews. No, it's not Wilson, it's Dutch.
Okay. Call him Dutch.
Call him Dutch.
Dutch.
The thing about the Thunder hose that I really like is that the coil's built on the inside. I haven't noticed any kinking problems with mine. Have you had any problems with either degradation of the silicone or any kinking problems?
It doesn't kink. See that? It's fully torqued, I guess. That's what you could call it. It doesn't kink. This is not a hose that's going to kink on you, which is really nice. But another thing about this hose that's really nice, like you were mentioning, it has that coil. It's not a metal coil. If it is, the metal is way deep. It's got a lot of plastic to it, really hard plastic.
Okay.
Something, I did this on one of my videos way back, but there is always some breakage. Like right here, you can probably see that a little bit. It'll break wherever your hose handle is at its largest if you're like running your thumb over it or something. What's really nice about these hoses is the Thunder hoses are really long. And all you got to do when you get that is you can cut the hose and put it right back on the handle, which gives you like basically 2 years of having a hose without having to worry about the length droppage really causing any type of issue whatsoever.
Hookafiend is actually using a Thunder Slim hose right now because Hookafiend knows what to do when smoking hookah, obviously. Now, that's not the only Thunder hose that there is on the market. No. There's another one, and I believe Adrian has it, and I'll let you talk about this one.
I have two more. The last one's a novelty one, but this is the Thunder Dark V2 hose, which is a strict upgrade from the Dark V1 because they use a much better silicon / polyester / whatever the hell this is made of. And this is very simple, very budget-friendly. It's a $15 hose, and it's going to last you a really long time. And I was really uneasy about it because it looks like it's going to be cheap or something, but this is actually one of the higher quality hoses I've ever bought, especially when you match it up at the price point of, like, I think it's like $15 or something. And this is just kind of the downgrade to the Thunder Slim hose. Although, I wouldn't even call it that. I just think it has different applications. Like this one, it's less expensive, so I don't have any problem bringing it with me to a lounge for the same reason you might with the disposable hose.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that handle. I'm just going to say, I don't like the look of it aesthetically. There's something about it that I just don't like.
Yeah, but $15, what are you going to do?
I would just change out the handle if I got one. I wouldn't worry too much
about
it.
Bingo. And then last but not least, for the Thunder variation of hoses, this thing. Anyone ever seen one of these? I'm pretty sure everyone's seen one at one point. I got this thinking it was going to be the best hose ever after watching Strictly Sheesh's review on it. Uh-huh. And then I realized this thing is enormous, and what am I going to do with this?
Right? I love Rob, Dude Where's My Hookah, is the person that I know for using that hose so often. And every time I see it, I feel like it's so large. It's going to like you could hit somebody with that, and I feel like cause some damage. It's like the baseball bat of hookah hoses.
I torment my roommate all the time, running around the house, clocking him on his bald head with this. It's awesome. And there's really nothing to say. It's got a wide gauge.
Yeah, talk about that draw.
Worst possible way.
That draw.
Huh?
Talk about that draw with it.
It's too wide open. You get flavor loss because of how open the hose is.
Okay.
And it's too big to do anything with. It's really neat to bring to parties and go check this hose out, guys. Like how fucking next level I am.
Yeah, but I wouldn't trust.
But in reality, this is, I wouldn't pick this up if you're looking for a good functional hose.
I wouldn't trust anybody to smoke with it because I'd be worried they were going to pull on it. Because it doesn't really have that big of a, connection point from the port to,
The issue is this is all the hose you have to deal with.
Yeah, it doesn't
look long enough. Everything else is handle. Like the handle is actually huge. The handle's half of the length of the hose, I think.
I guess that's like, okay for lounge hoses, right? Like, that'd be kind of a nice lounge hose if you're going to Hook Lounge and they had that on offer. That'd be kind of nice, kind of.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, literally the handle's half the size of the hose. So I just wanted to point out that that exists.
DMZ also says, I like the Mia Soft Touch hoses. I have one myself. Only drawback is that it's a little too short. Yes, the one that I showed earlier. Dutch, if you can get yourself this one from Mia, it has a much longer hose part to it, and it's, I feel, a better quality hose as well. It's the other one that they have on offer, though I don't think they're selling it yet. I have no idea what Mia is doing. Their hose game is getting on point, in my opinion.
Now, I do have two more variations of hoses to talk about before we go into pluses, you know, cons, what you look for in a hose. Save the best for last. So I guess I'll just go with my favorite modern slash traditional hose, which is Hookajohn's take on like the Cam Rainbow hose, is basically what you're looking at here.
Narbeesh, this is classic.
This is a semi-washable, is what I'll call it, hose. I'm not sure if this has metal in it. I don't think that it does, but by the way that it bends, I'm going to say probably, but it's coated really well on the inside. I've had this for over a year. I wash it all the time. But really nothing insane here other than it's a really nice traditional style hose. It's kind of got that longer port that actually goes into the hookah, so... Yeah, they're kind of sticking out like that, which I guess people like.
Quite a bit is the port that goes into the actual hookah itself. I don't care for the big long ones that stick out like this far just because they're more prone to falling over, obviously, or falling out of the hookah, which is never a fun thing to have to deal with.
Now to end the what type of hoses are there? There's a few more variations, but I want to get into the boutique custom awesome variation of hoses that you can get.
Derek, you still here?
Moses, if you're still here, you might appreciate this.
Still here, Derek?
The Derek Moses hose. And this is a leather-wrapped silicone inside hose. A lot of love goes into making these. These are handmade by Derek Moses himself. And there's a few boutique hoses on the market. You've got the Mason Timber hose. It's another one of those expensive, nice hoses that everyone's proud to have in their collection. I think this one's actually worth the money, though. That's just my opinion. I'm not a big fan of the Timber hoses myself. But these exist. I don't really want to go too deep into this because we did an entire episode with an interview for Derek Moses. Go check that out. I thought it was a really fun episode. But if you have a really expensive setup, like a B2 with a boho on the bottom, you're using a mason bowl, and you're using like what's a phoenix on top, it's just like an insanely expensive setup, why don't you just pair it with one of these? Make it actually insanely expensive, like a four-figure hookah setup. Why not?
Yes.
But these are awesome. I'm a big fan of this hose.
Strictly Shisha recently did his review for the Derek Moses hose. So if you're looking for more information about that, go and check that out as well. I think that covers it for the wide spray of different kinds of hoses. I'm not a big fan of the look of the Timber hose either, though I don't think I would mind having one. I just don't know if I value that price point as much for the hose usage, obviously. Let's go ahead and get into the show or get into some more of these topics a little bit. We talked about what styles there are. Let's go ahead and talk about real, real briefly. What do we prefer when it comes to our hoses? What do you look for in a hose? Yeah, exactly.
This is exactly what I look for in a hose. I don't want to ever, like when it comes to smoking hookah, I used to get really flabbergasted about all the cool features and stuff. And now when I'm setting up a session, the less things I actually notice, the better. So like with this, I'm not even thinking about the fact that this is a hose that I own. It's just so seamless. It doesn't cause any issues. I never have to worry about it kinking. It doesn't really stick to anything. It's just a great hose. And I don't think you find that with things like traditional style hoses or silicone hoses or even the Derek Moses hose. It's pretty bulky. I only really use that when I'm setting up like a really nice solo session and no one else is going to be in the house. And I know it's just going to be me enjoying a nice bowl. But for everyday use, I use this at least once a day. That my dark hose.
Yeah. I think you put it absolutely the best way possible when you said that you don't want to think about the hose. And so many parts of the hookah session is you don't want to think about it. You know, why don't we use this over this or why don't we do this over this? It's because we want the most simplest, easiest way to set up a hookah without needing to worry about other parts of it. And a hose goes a long way into that, actually. Hoses, I'm not going to say are super important to the session that you're going to have. But they are a necessity because it's how you get the smoke from the bowl into your mouth. So it is an important part of it, obviously. Captain Wetbeard actually says, go to a hardware store, get some tubing, and make a custom hose. Very possible. I've thought about doing it myself. I've never done it, but I do like the idea of just going to the hardware store, buying some silicone, and kind of doing something that you would make yourself unique, and I kind of like that idea. Now, but D says that he talked – the length is what I think he means is what he looks for in a hose. I think that a decent length is going to be 6 foot – you okay there? I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to stand up right now.
Length is an important part. If it's too short, it is kind of a bothersome, annoying trait. If it's too long, it can also be a little bit frustrating, especially if you don't have it directly on the floor sometimes. So I think length does. But D, what did I say? Did I not say Badi? Someone's correcting me. I apologize. Is Badia.
It's Badia. There's an A at the end of his name.
Now. Oh, Badia. I'm sorry, man. I'm terrible at pronouncing names. I apologize so much. But yeah, so length is an important aspect of it for sure. When it comes to a hose and what I look for, it's definitely low profile. That's the best way that I think I can put it is I definitely prefer a low profile. Hoses are as good as they're not too open. I agree with that as well. A too wide of an open draw can, I feel like you said, with the Thunder Dark Hose, right? It has too big of a draw that it actually makes it.
Oh, the Thunder Pro?
Pro, yeah,
that's
Pro.
That's an issue. That's an actual issue.
Yeah.
Like when you get a draw that's so open, you're going to get flavor loss. You just don't have that concentration of whatever it is, the smoke or vapor stream. And I don't know what the science is. Any science I have is going to be straight up bro science.
Bro science.
But it's an actual issue. I really don't. I don't like hoses that are too wide open. I'll take a restricted draw over a wide open draw most days.
Especially on the hose. The hookah part of it, I want it to be a little bit more wide draw. When it comes to the hose, I want it to be a little bit more restrictive. So that's the style that we prefer. Let's talk a little bit about what, you know, materials we could talk a little bit about. I feel like we've covered quite a bit of that already, so I don't want to go too far into it. Let's talk about leather and the function and the use of leather and some good reasons for it. You talked a little bit about the double apple, right? You like to stain your hose, is my understanding, right?
Yeah.
So you want to talk about that just a little bit?
So when you're smoking something, especially those traditional flavors like double apple, lemon mints, pond flavors, stuff like that, grape mints, just all those really old school flavors that people tend to enjoy, I usually have a setup dedicated to that exact flavor. And a big part of making that setup optimal for me is picking a hose that I'm just going to use every single time.
Okay.
So something like a unwashable, I don't want to say rainbow hose, that's not what it is, but like my handmade unwashable hose, that's ghosted for double apple, and you can't wash it, so it's going to ghost regardless. And then the leather material that it's made of is going to retain flavor. So as you're, what are you laughing at?
LED fun hose.
Stuff in the chat.
LED hose. Oh, good.
Hose. Yeah, let's get into that later.
Yes.
But where was I? Stream of consciousness. There we go. When I'm setting up my double apple session, I want my hose to ghost the crap out of the double apple because it makes that flavor stronger and stronger every time you smoke it. Mm-hmm. Like if I were to rip out of my hose, not even connected to a hookah, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is double apple. So that's why people do that, I think. It's not necessary. I think you can go your entire time smoking, never having an unwashable hose and be pretty happy.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that you can do.
As long as you take care of it, obviously. You want to take the time and beat the crap out of it, get all those little particles out of it so they're not hindering your session and stuff like that. There is a place for leather hoses. Do we want to talk about the LED hose a little bit? What do we want to say about the LED hose?
Yeah, man, you got to put on some house music.
Yeah.
Sit in your living room alone with a strobe light, get that LED going, smoke hookah, have a seizure.
I'm not a fan of gimmicks. I don't like gimmicky stuff when it comes to hookah especially, and there's plenty of it out there. Some of it works. Some of it's enjoyable. Apple on top is quote-unquote a gimmick of a device, obviously, but it works, and it functions really well, and it's a useful, useful device. LED hoses, not a fan. I have no need to set up a rave at my house or a party that I go to. Just not something that I'm particularly into. Now, have you ever used like the LED bases and stuff like that? Like, have you ever done anything like that?
I was at the Chicago hookah meetup and Tristan had his Cloud Micro there and he had the LED on the bottom. And like, I was like, that's really cool. I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, I don't, no need. They're neat. They're, I guess they're aesthetically pleasing to a certain point. I just don't ever see the need to use it alone. Is that a little awkward if like I'm sitting at home by myself in the dark and I'm just like raving with myself?
I mean, I think it's weird if you don't do that once in a while.
Okay, maybe I'm just messing up. DMZ is talking about LED hose and the Husik. Yes, I just saw that Husik review. What an interesting looking device, I guess, if you want a Bluetooth speaker on your hookah. I don't know. I guess that would be the perfect use case scenario for an LED hose, right? Thumping some music with your hookah?
Yeah. Maybe if it's like MIDI controlled and it thumps to the beat. I could get behind that.
Yeah, there you go. Just boom, 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 boom. I don't know. Anyways.
Maybe we should get all those DJs on that. Get these DJs smoking hookahs with their light show. Get a LED hose in there.
Somebody has to do that. Derek Moses just said, "Hey, Adrian, I was here the whole time, but had to restart my phone to comment for some reason. Thanks for mentioning my hose. So glad you think it's worth the price point. I want to get myself a Derek Moses custom Tennessee Titans hose. That's my goal. I'm going to convince my wife to let me get it for my birthday because I want something fancy for when I watch football." Let's go ahead and talk about that's now. I think this is a good point to talk about cost and value of hoses. I think that's a very interesting thing because Derek Moses, worthwhile hose, high price point, obviously.
$115 is the entry price for a Derek Moses hose. Mind you, it takes him like 4 to 6 hours to make one of them. So when you break it down to his hourly take home on making these hoses, it's he's not making very much. And then you also take into account the fact that you can get, like you wanted, that custom hose from when you're watching football. I mean, not a lot of hose companies are letting you do that. So that's a niche market, but definitely one that is represented and exists.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't even say the NFL's name when I talk about that because I don't want Derek to get in trouble for making me a custom hose. But I think there's a good place and a middle ground. I don't think any hose that you want to purchase for yourself necessarily for something basic and simple should cost more than $20.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think when you get into those like $30 hoses, I think it's not necessarily a price gouge. Like I'm sure there's value in what they're selling you and stuff like that. At the same time, I think that you're going to get such a good functionality out of something that's $20 that there's not a huge need to pay that extra cost.
And while we're riffing, everyone, why don't you drop in the chat, what's your favorite hose that you own? Yes. Or what's the next hose you want to buy? I'm pretty interested to see what that is. Because I think the next hose on my buy list is going to be a Droid hose.
I think you'll like the Droid hose. It's a pretty nice hose. I really enjoy mine a ton, actually. Yes, going off of that as well for that $20 price point. You can also be – you want to be careful. You don't want to spend too less on it. You can get some kind of cheapy hoses and stuff like that. If you understand that you're paying for a cheap price and you're going to get a cheaper quality thing, that might be okay. But, yeah, I don't even know how much that LED hose is, and I'm sure it's overpriced in comparison.
It's $40.
Yeah, no need. No need at all. Dr. Nubisoft says, you make the money. You spend it how you want. I'm happy that there is a person that will make you a custom hose the way that I want it. Yes, I agree with that too. Your money, you spend it.
I don't see this in the notes, but I think this is a pretty important topic. Brand overhyping in hoses. When it comes down to it, the brand has very little to do with how the hose itself is going to perform.
Yes.
So I think that some people get a little bit caught up and I got to get a Thunder hose. I got to get a Dream hose. I got to get an Aviator or whatever. And I have a handful of hoses. I don't have them with me. They're dirty right now. But they're like no-name hoses. They're just standard silicone hoses with aluminum tips that they're no-name. They were like $12. They're outstanding. They perform the same as the D-Hose. And I think a lot of people forget that you can go to places like Hookah Dash Shisha or Five Star Hookah, or I think even maybe Hookah Heroes has some. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of lesser-known branded hoses that are just as good for way cheaper.
One of my hoses that I didn't bring with me or that I almost forgot to talk about is actually the Golden Hose. I can't remember what they call it exactly. It's made by Golden Desert, but they have a hose that they make specifically for Five Star Hookah, and it's a super simple silicone hose. It's not soft touch or anything like that, but it is a very nice hose. I use it pretty often, especially if I have stuff that's dirty and or that I've noticed that I need to clean. I'll use that hose, and it's very, very good, obviously. Bracken says, D-Hose, aluminum, matte gold, Thunder 2.0 are my two favorites. Thunder Slim is a close third. There you go. Captain Whitbeard says, search for the Roskai, R-O-S-R-O-C-S-A-I, hookah hose on Amazon. It's a decent washable hose, sorry about that, for $12.50 free prime shipping. Oh, there you go. So if you're looking for an Amazon hose, you can pick up that one. Eddie says, I like the new hose. He got 20 of them. He got 20. They had a huge sale on like Hookah Dash Shisha for like, I think a cent or 10 cents or something like that. And he got a ton of these hoses. DMZ says, do you buy your hookah to match your hose, or do you buy your hose to match your hookah? Because there are so many hookahs that don't come with a hose. That's a good point. Have you ever done that?
First of all, I really like the way that he spells hose throughout the entire thing. That's amazing. But when it comes to buying hoses, I can't say I put a whole lot of thought into it. Like, I think when I'm selecting a color, I go, well, I don't own a purple hookah, so I don't think I'm going to get a purple hose. But that's as far as it goes. Like, I'm not going to have, like, that Thunder Pro hose that's yellow and go, time to buy a yellow hookah.
Yeah, yeah.
I never, that thought process never even crosses my mind.
Now, Tristan, who's a good friend of ours, he does look at it that way. He has the red, oh, man, what is that red hookah that he has? I can't remember off the top of my head. Is it Prometheus?
It's a matte pair.
Matte pair. He has that red matte pair, though. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of then. He has a red hookah, and he bought the red...
Oh, the aviator. He's got...
There you go. Aviator, yeah. He has a red aviator, and he bought a timber hose with the red carbon fiber so that it would match his hookah. There's nothing wrong with getting a hose to match your hookah by any stretch. I have the carbon one stem, which is the carbon fiber, obviously. And then I also have the apple on top carbon hose as well. And they go together really nicely. They both look good together and they smoke well together. So, no, I don't buy them out of conscious thought to get them to match. But when they do match, it's kind of nice. There's nothing wrong with that, obviously.
Like this one, this is a gold handle with the black tip. And it's kind of hard to see, but this base I have is accented with gold, and it's got the black base protector. So, I mean, this is intentional, but it's stuff I already owned. It's not like I went out and bought this hose because I had this hookah.
Dutch is committed, man, to the hose. We need to change the spelling from hose to hose. I have no comment on that at all.
I do. Yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be a new industry thing.
We're gonna subconsciously say it every time we say hose. Nobody knows what we're actually referring to. Starbuzz, yes, they make hoses as well, I think is what he's trying to say. I buy all natural colors unless they are my leather-wrapped ones is what Derek says, and he makes his beautiful customs. Man, I think that is going to cover it for a lot of our hose talk, unless anybody in the chat has anything that they would like to say. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the giveaway, Adrian?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty good idea because I think that might be what people are most interested in at this point is getting some of that good free shit.
Yes.
Fire away. You made me talk about it last time.
Yeah, Badia is kind enough. We're teaming up with Alpha Comma Tobacco, and we're going to be giving away 10 50-gram boxes of tobacco and two 250-gram tins of their tobacco, Alpha Comma. And we're going to be giving away one ticket to the Hookah Expo as well. We're doing a big old prize package. We're going to do a contest that's going to involve a lot of community interaction as well. Not going to talk about the contest at this exact moment, but it is going to be a contest that is going to just have a lot to it, basically.
It's not going to be a wheel spin. It's going to be an actual contest that you can participate in.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust that wheel anymore. We're going to do a contest. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be giving away, obviously, a really cool prize with the Hookah Expo ticket, and then we're also going to be giving away an awesome prize in all the tobacco from Alpha Comma Tobacco. So that's going to be exciting. More information is going to be coming up very shortly about that. Next week, I feel like we're probably going to have most of the details ironed out. And I think that's about it, Adrian. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I have a confirmation for our guest next week.
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
Confirmed. You know who it is. I know who it is.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. I've got the verbal confirmation. He's been wanting to come on for a while. It's just, he owns his own business, so you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Very busy guy. But does anyone know Zach from Strictly Shisha? That's a character.
I know him. I know who he is. I know who he is. Yeah, Zach from Strictly Shisha is going to be joining the AM Hookah podcast coming up next Monday. You can catch us live, as always, at the same time and channel. And I don't know what we're going to be talking about for our topic quite yet, but it is going to be a fun topic. Maybe we'll talk about ice cream, all ice cream flavors. Yeah, maybe
pairing ice cream with hookah. And hey, if you guys have any suggestions, throw them in the Facebook. We'll start a poll. We'll do it that way if you guys want. So we're not committed to anything. Mostly we just want to get Zach over here so we can grill him on all of this juicy info that he has.
Yes, we're going to talk to him about all sorts of fun stuff. He's been on the YouTube game for, I want to say, close to probably 4 to 5 years or something like that. It's been a long time. He has some really good videos from the very beginning, especially if you look at like his old content and stuff. I've gone through and watched many of his videos, and he just has great stuff that he put out before and that he keeps putting out today. His most recent one was actually about the Derek Moses hose, so go and check that video out along with all of his other stuff as well. But yeah, I think that it's probably going to do it for us today, Adrian. This is a fun episode talking about hoses.
Obviously, go sub to Strictly Shisha if you're not, because I think hold for DMZ. After Hukanaka kind of left the game, I think he's, aside from DMZ, like I said, the biggest American hookah reviewer, and his content is second to none. Yeah. So
absolutely check him out. Absolutely wonderful stuff. Good guy as well. If you are in the chat, please take 5 seconds, drop down, give us a like real fast. You know, let us know what you'd like to see coming up in the future. If you didn't know already, we're on Facebook. You can find us by searching AM Hookah. We're also on Twitter at, let me think, it's at @AM_hookah. And we're also on Instagram, AM Hookah Podcast. So go and check out all those wonderful ways to find us. You can find myself on Twitter at @OnlyMattDezen, as well as all the different Facebook groups that I frequent. Where can we find you, Adrian?
You can go on to YouTube. You're already on YouTube. You can go up to search bar. You can search Pipe Dream Hookah. It's all one word, but you can space it if you want. I'll still come up. And I do reviews. And then you can find me at @_PipeDream on the Twitter and the Instagram for all kinds of hookah-based nonsense.
Yes. Lots of fun stuff there. You can find me on YouTube as well. I guess I should pimp my own channel. It is Matt Dezen. Thank you, guys. I'm humbled, but it is all the guys doing all the hard work. Thank you so much, Dutch, for all the great videos that you do put out. We appreciate it a ton. I enjoy watching your content all the time. I think that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys so much for watching, for being a part of the show, obviously. Until next time, well, keep on smoking.